With me in the studio, I have two fantastic and very enthusiastic guests. I have Karen Alden. Hello, Karen.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having us.
Yes, pleasure. And Hannah Lunn.
Hi there.
Hello. And you're both from ClickSergeant.
That's correct, yes. I'm the fundraising engagement manager for ClickSergeant, and Hannah is one of our lovely volunteers.
This week sees the Volunteers Week, and it started yesterday, and volunteers are needed everywhere. And to be honest, I don't really need to look that far, because this radio station is run by volunteers. And, you know, we are a bunch of radio maniacs who are committed and love what we do here, and we spend most of our free time just here. But we are not an exception. There are loads of volunteers who commit to what they do and are very passionate about their activities. And where you're coming from is also a volunteering organisation, and it's the only, as far as I know, cancer charity for young people age 0 to 24.
That's absolutely correct. Yes. So we support all young children and families from the age of 0 to 24. And there's actually, every day, there's sort of 12 children and young people in the UK that will hear the shocking news that they have cancer. We solely rely on voluntary donations. We receive no government funding, which is why our volunteers are more paramount for us.
Definitely. And how many volunteers have you got?
We actually have about 1,500 volunteers. That's actually nationally, but we really are looking to find new volunteers in the Cambridgeshire area that can commit to 1 hour a week, 1 hour a month, a couple of hours a year. It really doesn't matter. We're extremely flexible in our needs.
And how many volunteers here in Cambridge and the area?
We've only got about 20 volunteers at the moment, so we're really trying to build up that bank so that we can ensure that we continue the support to the families that we have around Cambridgeshire. Last year, our team at Addenbrookes supported 93 children and young people from Cambridgeshire, so it's really, really important to continue. We are a national charity. We are a charity that isn't very well known. Most of the families that we support do not know about ClickSergeant until they have that diagnosis and they meet one of our social workers for the first time. So one of the areas that I'm really keen to build is that sort of brand awareness of ClickSergeant. I want people to know ClickSergeant as they know Macmillan and the other national charities throughout the UK.
So what are the activities that volunteers do?
We have so many varied volunteer opportunities that can cater for everybody's benefits. So we have people who can perhaps do research for us, that perhaps want to sort of be behind the scenes, that can research opportunities. We very much rely on partners for Charity of the Year. So we look to find people that can, you know, help us with lots of research opportunities that we have. And we have photographer volunteers. So if you're a photographer and you want to come and help us at things like the Cambridge Half Marathon, that would be absolutely fantastic. We have a new role, which is a community engagement volunteer, which is a really varied role. And that can be somebody who wants to help us to distribute collection tins, which raise a massive amount of awareness for us, to people who are happy to come and do speaker opportunities at schools, rotary clubs, etc., or people that are happy to go and pick up cheques. So it's a real, you know, sort of community opportunity.
And very versatile as well.
Absolutely. It's all about looking at the skills that you currently have and the skills that you want to build on. And we really work with people to ensure that they get what they want to out of volunteering. It's really important to ensure that people feel fulfilled from volunteering, as I'm sure that you all do at the station, which
absolutely
is why you spend so much time here.
Yes, well, I spend my whole Sunday here preparing my Sunday show and the interviews and stuff, but the fulfillment is incredible. And yeah, you're both nodding. Hannah's also nodding. Do you also feel this, and is that the reason why you are a volunteer?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a ClickSergeant speaker volunteer, and
just spreading the word and awareness about the charity and what they've done for me personally and every other young adult and child that they engage with just definitely gives me some satisfaction that I'm making a difference, whether it's small or not. I'm making some sort of a difference and giving back, and definitely fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind me asking, how did you, because I reckon and I gather that you first received help yes. from a volunteer. Was that an important thing for you when you were going through difficult period? How did that actually feel for you?
Well, I first met an actual social worker from Click Sergeant, but I have interacted with volunteers at Click Sergeant as well. And having somebody just taking their time to talk to you just off their own back means the world, especially when you're going through a difficult time, that somebody is genuine in wanting to help. And I think that's what we need with volunteers, is just being a genuine need to want to help people in the position that I was in at that time. And even now, volunteers still sort of talk to ex-service users just to check in and see how they're getting on, which is great.
That's great. And now when you look at it, I think actually, let me start from this. When you do this kind of volunteering, so what you do, I think you need to have like high level of empathy. Okay, yeah. We're here at the radio station. We need probably different kind of skills or interests, definitely. And I reckon, does this develop throughout with time? Does it develop with the experience that you get? Do you also learn new things?
I've definitely learned new things. I mean, I like to think I'm quite talkative anyway, but being a speaker, I've learned how to engage my audience a bit more than just talking one-on-one, and what not to say as well. And just building up confidence, which will hopefully help me in future job roles. And talking individually to people who have different sort of emotions and different needs and what they want out of that conversation. Because we talk to anybody. I did a fundraising event for World Cancer Day, collection tins in Morrison's. I did that with my mum, and we spoke to everybody that came up to us, and you get a wide range of people. So just learning to interact with different types of people mm-hmm. and confidence, really.
So, and where do you think in the future you'll be able to use those skills?
Well, I'm actually hoping to become a social worker, like with Click Sergeant in the future. I'm just wanting to get my degree. And they've inspired me to want to do that. I never thought that I would want to become a social worker before I was ill, but seeing what the charity does for people who are in my position that you never think that you're going to be in, and having that help and guidance when you need it most, I want to be able to do that for somebody. And I keep saying, if I'm half the social worker that I had from Click Sergeant, then I'm definitely doing my job.
Okay, great. Well done. And Karen, I reckon you look for people just like Hannah who are committed, you know, who have been maybe through something and they know what it feels like, they have the empathy, they want to learn.
Yes, we have a lot of our service users like Hannah that do become volunteers, but we also have a wide range of people who haven't ever heard of Click Sergeant before, but have potentially been touched by cancer in their own family. And when people hear Click Sergeant, Young Lives versus Cancer, people want to help, because what we hear so often is, why do children get cancer? Unfortunately, 12 children every day are diagnosed with cancer. And so there's, you know, so much empathy. We have grandparents, we have parents that, you know, put themselves in that position of, if I had to go through this, you know, journey of my child and my grandchild having cancer, how would I feel? And we know that people would want Click Sergeant to be there. Our social workers are there from diagnosis, and I have many families who have said that Click Sergeant has been the glue that holds their families together. What Click Sergeant actually offers is the social workers are there to ensure not only that families and siblings have got emotional support, but one of the big areas that we help with is the financial impact. We've done extensive studies, and our research shows that cancer costs equate to £600 per month for families. More than often, one family member will have to stop working, so they're losing an income. And then you've got additional travel costs. All of these sorts of things add up. So we, our social workers, are there at Addenbrookes, and they fight tirelessly to ensure that all of our families have all the grants that they need, because we don't want our families having to work out how they're going to pay their bills. We want our families to be there for their children at the bed in the hospital, not having to worry about having their electricity and gas cut off, or worrying about how they're going to get to Addenbrookes and pay for car parking, or how they're going to get to Great Ormond Street or UCLH perhaps, because they may need treatment there. So our social workers, we have play specialist workers who help children with things like distraction therapy, and they work through with young children so that they can understand the diagnosis and the treatment that they're going to go through. And families could not do that without Click Sergeant, and we are trying to support, you know, 93 families in Cambridgeshire, and we can't do that without the support of our volunteers to go out, spread the word, and just ensure that we can continue the support for people like Hannah and her family.
Mm-hmm. And if someone would like to become a volunteer with you but doesn't really have much experience, do you give any training?
Absolutely. So what will happen is we ask you initially to fill out an application form that you can find online at clicksergeant.org.uk. Go to our volunteering page. You'll find out all about the areas that you can help with. And then what we do is I'll come out and see you, we'll sit, we'll have a coffee, we'll find out what areas you're really interested in, we'll look at any skills that you'd like to develop. If you are somebody who is looking to build on volunteering to enhance your career, we'll look at all the ways that we can help with that to ensure that you're as fulfilled through this opportunity, and that you're getting as much out of it as what Click Sergeant are.
Okay, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go through our website. They can also contact me, so I can perhaps pop my contact details on the website, on Cambridge 105 radio website. Karen.Olden@clicksergeant.org.uk is my email. So yes, please do get in contact with us. We've got so much information on our website.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how many people roughly you would need, let's say, tomorrow?
If I had even just another 10 volunteers, that would be amazing. Any amount of volunteers would be fantastic. It really would. So please get in touch. It's invaluable to continue the support that we're offering.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for this. Is there maybe anything else that you would like to add, Hannah, maybe from you, to encourage people to become volunteers for Click Sergeant?
Just the importance of it, really, and how much it's appreciated, not just by Click Sergeant, but by the service users of it. Like Karen said earlier, they rely solely on volunteers and voluntary donations, and that can make the world of difference. I mean, I don't want to sound cliche, but Click Sergeant helped save my life. And it's just about giving back and wanting to make a difference. So if anybody wants to make a difference, sign up.
Yeah, not a cliche at all. Like, this is a real life story that actually, you know, I'm having here and experiencing in the studio. So, you know, not a cliche at all. And I'm very happy that you are here, because your experience really shows that volunteers do make the difference, and that they are really needed. Thank you very much, both Hannah and Karen.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And I really hope that people will contact you and that you will get at least the 10 volunteers that you need as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.